Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, this is an interesting one. From switchboards to smartphones, the story of the telephone, I think, is also the story of human progress. And we're marking World Telephone Day on Friday, and we're not just looking back, but also forward, how voice technology continues to shape business, commerce, and connection. And someone who can give us a perspective on this is Nick Lassinger, who's Chief Technology Officer at Euphoria Telecom. And I want to explore the future of telephony in South Africa, its impact on the economy, and why business communication is more than just about picking up the phone these days. Nick, a very warm welcome to you. But before we talk about the future, let's start with the past, if we can. What, in your opinion, does World Telephone Day mean in 2025? In many respects, it's our lives in the palm of our hands these days.
Thank you very much for having me, Jeremy. And yes, telephony and communication as a whole has not only just shaped our lives, but also shaped the way we do business. It's shaped the way we conduct ourselves. It's even shaped our language. And looking back, it's amazing to see how things have just have come so far, firstly, but also how things have been forgotten. And it is interesting to look back in cases like that and go, really, that's what happened. Because something as simple as the word hello actually came into common language through use of the telephone. Mm. It wasn't actually a greeting before. It wasn't used as a greeting, or not in common language. It was used more as an explanation of surprise. But with the introduction of the telephone, two gentlemen, Alexander Bell and Thomas Edison, you may recognize the names, actually had a bit of a war over what would be used as a greeting when you picked up the phone. Alexander Graham Bell, who invented the telephone, wanted us to answer the phone with ahoy, which seems a little strange to us these days. And Edison was very much backing the word hello. And within a couple of years, that now filtered into common culture. And hundreds of years later, we are sitting there going hello, and we treat it as if it's completely normal, yeah, and has always been.
Just for the record, Nick, I still get a surprise when my phone rings. Because not too many people call me, but that's the story of my life. We don't need to reflect on that. The first call was all about connection. That's the critical word, I think. What do you think connection means in the modern idiom, in the business context these days?
Well, it's a very interesting time for the word connection, because on the one hand, we are introducing technology that separates us from people who want to talk to us. And you'll see that play out in all the likes of the AI and the AI bots that people are talking about and getting very excited about. But the first phone call was simply Alexander Graham Bell saying to his assistant, Mr. Watson, come here, I need to talk to you. And that has been the primary focus of telecoms all through the ages, is to put people in touch with each other. Now, it's hard to believe, thinking as the world as we know it right now, that we'd had a time where we couldn't just pick up the phone and phone someone and say, hey, how are you? But there is no replacing that very personal connection. And yes, the world of text has done a lot to distance ourselves from, you know, having to do that. And, you know, like you say, you know, you don't get a lot of phone calls very often, but very rarely does somebody dislike getting a phone call from a loved one, or somebody who's saying, you know what, we haven't spoken in ages, how are you?
Unless it's Mrs. Maggs phoning to tell me that I have to go to the shops on my way home from work. But again, too much, Nick, about my own personal life. We've gone from landlines to leapfrogging into mobile. All of this has happened very, very quickly if you look at that long timeline. What do you think the next big leap is going to be?
Oh, wow. I think the next big leap actually comes in a very interesting manner, because, as I said, we're looking at a dawn of technology that is doing its utmost to separate us from each other. And I do think that we will see a swing back towards, actually, I want to talk to people. And I'm already seeing it in some of the very larger call centers, where people go, I just want to talk to a human. And the advent of terms like human first are starting to become prolific, and I think that's going to play out over the next couple of years. But that aside, in terms of pure technology, we've done some very interesting things. You know, if you went back 30 years and you said to people, Well, go a little bit further than 30 years because we've been right at the dawn of mobile in South Africa at that point. But if you went back 40 years, say, and you said to them, you know, in 40 years' time, somebody will be carrying a device the size of a, you know, basically a cigarette box, and will have the sum of human knowledge, and they were carried around in their pocket, they would have been stunned, to say the least. If you then explain to them that what they actually do with that all that wealth of knowledge is basically play Candy Crush, I think they would have been further stunned, but that's beside the point. In terms of the technologies, we keep wanting to separate ourselves from the raw day-to-day of the doing of stuff. And I think AI will play out further and further in that space of, I want to automate these tasks, I want to. But I think there is a word of caution that we do need to concern ourselves with, is that, you know, all these things are great if we know better. You know, using a tool because you know how to use it, that's wonderful. And by all means, go right ahead. But using tools when you don't, there is a recipe for disaster. So I think we have a very interesting time ahead of us in that space.
I'm
Sorry.
glad you pick up the word tools, because also critical, I think, to this debate is the whole notion of integration when it comes to productivity tools, when it comes to CRM systems. So that is also critical in terms of real-time intelligence that businesses need to get right now in order to stay competitive.
Well, Jeremy, it's very easy to display. People like to be known. People like to be greeted. They like to be recognized. And you can play that out in your local pub. If you walk in and they say, "Oh, you know, here's your regular," you feel special. You feel like you are worthwhile. You feel like you are being valued. And I can say we chase it in our own business all every day. It's like, I would rather that my teams who are answering the phone say, "Good afternoon, Jeremy. How can I help you? I see there's something that you've got here. Would you like me to look at that? Or is there something new I can assist you with?" Rather than, you know, "Hello, Euphoria. Good afternoon." There's a world of difference in those, and there's a world of difference in feeling. And that's what's being chased right now, is that feeling, that concept of connection.
Nick, I've got one word in which to end this conversation with, and I'm going to use the word ahoy, Nick.
Thank you very much,
Thank you
Jeremy.
very much indeed. What a fascinating conversation. I do appreciate your time this evening. That is Nick Lassinger, Chief Technology Officer at Euphoria Telecom, and all ahead of World Telephone Day, which takes place tomorrow.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.